Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Alan Ellis, and this is the first day of the Maryland deer firearm season for 2022. And as is our habit for the last several years, we are pre-recorded today, and our guest, as usual, is Brian Eiler with Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife and Heritage Service. And I think you got a promotion since you were here last time.
Actually, I think last year I was still I'm game mammal section leader now. I think that was the thing last year as well.
Game mammal section leader.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's good.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Good morning. As is our hope and prayer that everybody stays safe out there, and we'll talk about safety a little later. For those of you who don't hunt or aren't hunting today or don't have any particular attention to hunting, you're going to learn a lot about wildlife management today, because that's going to be a lot of our focus. We're going to talk about, you know, the numbers, bear and deer hunting by the numbers. And we're going to be joined by a special guest right away this morning, and that is Jonathan Trudeau. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. Jonathan is our new newly appointed bear guy, as we like to call him. But your official title, Jonathan?
My official title is I'm the Black Bear and Co-Deer Project Leader.
Can you get all that on your business card?
Nope.
I didn't think so. Well, welcome to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. You and I met at the National Deer Association banquet and event and big hunt deal up there in Garrett County on August 20th, where bucks, bears, stags measured a number of deer. And it was where we introduced the new policy now within the department that allows relic and found bear skulls to be, you know, be collected by hunters and kept as long as they have the appropriate paperwork and permit on that, or tag, I guess, on that.
Yeah, it's a permanent, affixed yellow plastic tag.
Yeah, like anybody who's harvested a bear gets the yellow tag.
Same
I wish
tag.
I knew mine
same
was.
Tag,
I wish I knew where mine was.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. So, between the taxidermist and the house. So, Jonathan, you want to review for us a little bit about the bear harvest for this year? I mean, the press release came out, I guess, early this month, right after the season. And tell us how we did.
Yeah, sure. So this year's bear hunt was a little bit better than last year's. You know, in total, we were able to harvest 103 black bears across that four-county black bear area in western Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So we're up from last year. You know, last year we only harvested 54 bears, so which is great to see that we saw an increase this year. You know, the weather was a little bit better. We also had that additional Saturday to give hunters an extra day. Our average bear weighed about 177 pounds, with the heaviest being a male harvested out in Garrett County that actually weighed 427 pounds. So
that's a nice bear.
It was. I'll tell you what, it was exciting to see that bear come in, because I don't know who was more excited, us seeing a bear roll in after sitting around waiting on bears, or the hunters when they saw that scale just keep going down or the numbers keep going up and up. It was exciting to see them react to it, but
that's great. Now that hunter was from downstate somewhere, I believe.
I believe so. He wasn't from Garrett.
I think he was from Carroll County, if I recall. Because I think I know where that bear wound up as far as going to the taxidermist. So
all right, there you go.
Yeah, and I think that the skull is significant enough to make the record book. I'm sure it is. And that the hunter is actually having the skull cleaned by the dermistead beetles,
mm-hmm. yeah.
rather than having the taxidermist, you know, do the boiling it off and do what they do to prepare the skull. So that's going to be pretty cool when we get that one back. So
awesome.
Yes.
That's great to hear.
Yes, sir. So the mix was 41 males, 62 females, and typically you guys aren't unhappy when the female bears get harvested.
That's correct. You know, it's... Our goal is not necessarily to have everyone shoot a massive bear. Our goal is to have, you know, provide hunters with an opportunity to harvest a bear. And, you know, by harvesting more females, we're able to actually restrict the spread of bears further east. So, you know, it's not abnormal. We're actually seeing fairly similar numbers here in Maryland as we are in our surrounding states.
Right.
male to female ratio.
Right, right, and that's actually a good thing. More just like the bear or the deer harvest. I mean, you want to take a number of antlerless deer out to keep the herd in balance, and
right.
that ratio buck to doe ratio or
right.
boar to sow ratio kind of intact. And so that's a, not necessarily a good thing. I actually harvested about 150, 60-pound female bear in Garrett County in 2015. So, you know, I've had my experiences with bear hunting. Of course, you guys didn't pull my tag this year, from the lottery, so I could enjoy a really good year. But I've hunted in the fog and the 15 inches of snow and just about any other condition.
We have an unwritten policy that you're only allowed one bear every 20 years.
I'm right there,
but if we draw your name, we drop it on the floor by accident.
I'm sure. I've actually been drawn four times.
Yeah.
You know, been
a
sub permittee a couple of other times, and that's been fun. But
So that just to point out that female harvest, that's the function of the timing of the hunt, mm-hmm. and that's intentional. You know, we have that early season because the females are still out there.
Right.
And that's what we want to do. Like Jonathan said, we're trying to harvest females to control the population.
Right.
Whereas if we had a late bear season, like during the deer season, we would almost harvest all boars, males, because the females at that point, lot of them are starting to den up.
And I know Pennsylvania times their season actually later. They're like the week of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Doesn't their bear season start next week, I believe, for 3 days or something?
Well, didn't they have early season?
They may have.
I think they've already had a bear season as well, though.
Okay.
Yeah, they already had an early bear season.
Yeah.
They actually harvested a couple of bears that we had tagged in Maryland.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. Were they in Somerset County?
To be honest, I'd have to look
probably.
At a map.
Could be.
I'm still new to the area. I still need to look at a map when I say what county. Sure.
Well, I understand. I understand that. So.
Yeah, if you look at the states around us, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, they're starting to have earlier seasons for the exact reason.
Same reason
they're suffering with a high population of bears
and
trying to get that population.
I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but the governor of New Jersey just lifted the ban on bear hunting in that state.
Mm-hmm.
Too many bears, too many close encounters, too many human interactions with bears and bear damage and that type of thing. So somebody finally saw the light and started listening to the people who, like yourself, Jonathan, are, you know, in charge of managing mm-hmm. the herd and keeping an eye on the biology rather than the folks that oppose hunting in general. I'll just say it. I'll be nice about it. So it's cool. Now, we have four counties that are open to bear hunting, and by far the largest is Garrett County, the largest producer, followed not that close, but 70 from Garrett, 19 in Allegheny, 10 from Washington, and 4 from Frederick County. But I think as hunters become more aware of the abundant populations in the two counties of Frederick and Washington, they mm-hmm. can take more advantage of that situation and not worry about the crowds in Garrett County.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, just talking to hunters, it sounds like there was ample bears out in some of those two eastern counties where people are seeing or having opportunities at bears in Washington and Frederick, and I encourage folks to take advantage of those, moving forward here.
Yes, indeed, I agree. I mean, I've hunted several places in Frederick County. We've had bears on the cameras and everything else, and, you know, just haven't been able to seal the deal during the daylight hours, but there's plenty of bears. There's no question about
mm-hmm.
it. So.
It's a challenging hunt in Maryland, you know, with not being able to use bait and not being able to use dogs. It's challenging,
for sure. One-on-one, no question.
It's challenging.
So. Indeed. Do you have a handle on any numbers? Are you putting any numbers out there as far as the overall bear population, Jonathan? I know there haven't been any really real recent studies as far as DNA studies or that kind of study, but I know that the population continues to increase despite the hunting pressure.
Yeah, you know, based on what we're seeing for reports for, you know, complaints or just getting reports from the general public about where they're seeing bears, like you said, we are seeing the population expand eastward. And we haven't done a real intensive project of genetic study or anything like that in a few years. So, our best estimate is still right around that 2,000 bears.
Okay.
But, that's something that we're discussing and trying to figure out what we're going to be looking at here moving forward.
Right. I remember when the first season came in, they were talking like 600 bears in Maryland.
Yeah.
And then 5 years later, the population was estimated at 1,300. So now we're up with another third above that. So,
yeah.
Yes, sir. So
at some point, it will level off. You have density. You have a density dependence factor there. So
right.
At some point, it won't keep climbing.
Right.
But
we've always heard reports of bears in Montgomery County, especially the young males in the spring of the year.
Right.
We're hearing reports from Somerset or St. Mary's County, Southern Maryland area.
Yeah.
There, many years ago, believe this or not, there was a bear in Queen Anne's County. And I have to note this because it spent the night in my mother-in-law's flower bed. They had bear tracks across their den, and she's in Queenstown, so they had bear tracks across their deck and across the top of their hot tub at the time.
Yeah.
So they knew it was there, and then I guess it wandered away. So.
Yeah, they make big news when they show up when the Easter is short.
Yes, they do.
Even bigger news than when they show up in our urban counties over on this side.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So, hey, Jonathan and Brian, we're going to take a little break here. Just rest for a minute. We'll have take about a four-minute break, and then we'll come back, 4 or 5-minute break, and then we'll come back to you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. One of our longtime sponsors is Clyde Sports Shop, and Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. They are your hunting headquarters for Browning firearms. And I want to mention, if you're after a beautiful high-powered rifle, centerfire rifle, you want to take a look at the X-Bolt, extremely accurate bolt-action big-game hunting perfection. Browning has designed this gun. They've had the A-Bolt out before. The X-Bolt has been designed off of that, and it is just a tremendous firearm. Comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers in a variety of styles. All have the adjustable feather trigger and detachable rotary magazine. But if you're looking for something that you can carry anywhere, anytime, that's the X-Bolt from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop. Now, for you waterfowl hunters, I'm going to mention my favorite shotgun, and that's the A5, the Browning A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. That's a mouthful, but that's all true. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass blade finish, a fiber-optic front sight. Has Grandpa's humpback receiver, just like the old days, ergonomically balanced, and it's a recoil-operated kinematic drive system. An autoloader shotgun with a 100,000-rounder 5-year guarantee. All Browning firearms are available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit 9, folks. Phone number 410-242-6108. Clyde's Fishing Gear is the website. They're open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop, 410-242-6108. As we record this today, folks, the weather is cold. I mean, when Brian walked in, he said it's like hunting season is here. And I said, yeah, I love it. Got to love this cold weather. So I have to ask, have you not fixed your fireplace yet? I mean, if you're still hauling wood and splitting wood and hauling that dirty wood in and forgetting to open the flue and have to crumble up newspapers and stuff, forget all that. Stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region, and invest in a gas fireplace insert like Robin and I did. We selected an Enviro brand model EX35 gas fireplace insert, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the firebox, and the stone background, and it's just really, really good aesthetically. And then the room-filling heat propelled by that fan in the firebox, it just enjoyable. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and it's time to act because it's cold. You can select a new pellet stove, a gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the cold weather that's already here. Yes, indeed. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue, headed eastbound in Graysonville. 410-827-4500. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood. is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet service. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I got to tell you, I love the bumper music on these recorded shows, yeah. You know. So Ira's got a touch for that.
When you call West Virginia DNR, this is their old music as well. Seriously.
Really?
Good old bluegrass.
I love it. You got to love it. Yeah. So, indeed. One of our listeners, Fran, from Baltimore City, loves bluegrass.
Yeah.
So I got a little Blue Moon of Kentucky up on my phone and put it in the microphone a couple of weeks ago for her. So it's pretty cool. All right, let's see. We're going to talk about some bears. Let's talk about the agricultural damage program and the changes for that. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, prior to this year, the farmers had two options. They could take money from the bear fund, which is where the lottery money goes. Correct.
That money just comes from the print, the stamps. Like the stamps and bear merchandise.
Oh, okay.
Which a lot of people don't even know exist, unfortunately. But
yeah.
Actually, the bear stamps, and I think they sell like shirts and some other stuff online.
That's where
that's actually the money.
The lottery money goes for management.
Got it.
I was mistaken.
Yep.
Okay, good. So they could choose the money, which I assume did not even touch the amount of damage
it's
in these
pennies
fields.
On the dot. It's actually insulting.
Yeah, I mean we've got some drone photos of the bear damage in those cornfields and so forth. I understand that they're not like deer; they don't eat around the edge. You know, they don't eat the young stuff. They just sit in the middle of the field and rake it in.
Yeah, they just lay down, and as far as they can reach, they'll pull it into them. And you know, the hard part is that they may tear down twice as much as they actually consume.
Right. Yep. So the second option was for the farmer to get a bear damage permit, harvest permit, mm-hmm. prior to 2022, and they were only allowed to use that permit in the bear season. Now, in the old system, were they allowed to appoint sub-permittees or not? They were. So you could have as many as three people hunting, but only during the bear season on that farm. This year, option three is... to allow the farmer to harvest a bear outside that week of bear season, pick sub-permittees that can be everyday hunters, if you like, and they can come in and harvest. And what were the dates? September 15th till when?
Till the end of the year.
Till the end of this year. Mm-hmm. Well, yep. You know, you get after end of November, you're not going to see that many bears. So effectively from September 15th till the end of the year.
Right.
So there were 10 bears taken on those permits, and now 11. You told me another one just came in. So do you find this from a management point of view, Jonathan, do you find this? I mean, that's 10% of the recreational harvest, so to speak. Do you find it as a very effective management tool to help mitigate the damage on these farms, or do we need to do more?
It's definitely an effective tool. No, like you pointed out, historically the options are pretty limited, and they had a very small window where they could go out and try to harvest a bear.
Right in the middle of harvest season, by the way.
Exactly. So now it gives them an opportunity that, you know, granted, a lot of the damage may have already occurred, but now the farmers, they can get out there and they can try to remove the bear that's causing all that damage while it's occurring. You know, hopefully limit the amount of damage that they actually see when they go through with their combine to harvest the corn.
Right.
And, no, it just increases the chances of them being able to remove the problem.
Sure.
And depending on where they are in the state, you know, in Garrett County, we work with some folks to run bears out of the cornfields, but that's a real short-term solution.
Sure, with dogs.
With dogs.
Yeah,
right.
So something like this, it's, you know, proven to be fairly effective and has worked out well so far, so we're excited to see folks taking advantage of it.
We actually have an article about the first one harvested was 416 pounds by a fellow from Queen Anne's County. It's in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you want to pull that up online and read that, I think Brian, I'll have a couple copies for you. When he sees you at the office. But we kind of like that option. I mean, it beats a lot of other options that were out there. You know,
and it's not abused. You know, like I said, I mean, if you look at the damage these bears can do, it's dramatic.
No question.
You know, and we have a very healthy population that can sustain that 10% added harvest or whatever it ends up being.
Exactly. So that's how more bears are getting harvested now with that agricultural damage permit situation in Maryland.
Yeah, and I think all of the states around us have this similar option of some sort.
Hey, Ira, how much time do we have there? I forgot to start the clock. What are we looking at here? 5 minutes? Okay, I'll start it now. Very good. So while we're here, Brian, I know you worked on this project as well. Situation happened with bucks, bears, stags. That's the official measuring group for Maryland records, the white-tailed deer, black bears, and sika deer, bucks, bears, stags, hence the name.
Yep.
We had a person bring in a relic skull and called all excited, hey, this is a big skull, and we're told, can't possess it. We said, okay, we're not giving you the name. So we didn't. I mean, we didn't give anybody the name.
With SRN News, I'm Tasha Stevens. Early voting begins today for the Senate runoff election in more than 20 Georgia.
Kind of went to bat for the fact that a lot of other states allow the possession of a picked-up bear skull. Guy's out shed hunting in the spring. He runs across a bear carcass.
Right.
Why can't he take the skull?
Right.
You know, and the reasoning was flawed in my own personal opinion because you could keep a roadkill bear.
Right.
So why not keep
it? Well, and that was recent, too, though.
So, I understand.
The policy change to keep a roadkill, that just happened within the last several years as well. So, you know, prior to that, a lot of our laws are grounded in protection.
Sure.
You know, bears were all but extinct in the state.
Exactly.
Deer were all but extinct in the state.
Yep.
So, you know, these laws and policies have been on the books for many, many, many years at a time when, you know, you didn't want someone poaching a black bear and then saying, no, I found the skull in the spring.
Right, I understand.
You know, now our populations of these species are healthy enough that, you know, we can loosen up a little bit, which is what we've done, you know.
Yes, you have.
So, you know, if somebody hits a bear, you know, they can keep it or somebody else can keep it. We'll give them a tag. You know, deer, you've been able to keep roadkill deer for years. But, yeah, real quick, the bear skull, that's the most recent change in that, you know, if for these skull pickups, we will issue a tag. Right. You just visit the lawyer, your nearest Wildlife and Heritage Service office.
They'll tag it.
They'll tag it, take some information.
Very brief questionnaire, nothing invasive. Hey, where'd you find it?
Just the basic common sense questions.
Yeah, nothing. So, nobody's going to track you down or anything like that. But long story short, the person that brought the bear in did come forward after they were informed that, everything was cool.
Yeah.
And we actually had one bear skull come in at that NDA, previously mentioned NDA event in Garrett County, and that was the first one that was tagged. A.J. Fleming brought his found bear skull in, and you could tell it was found. It was gnarly looking. Yeah. There was some
chew marks probably. And
chew marks and moss.
It was pretty green.
Yeah, it was green. There's no question. No question. And then Lacey Ashby came forward with her tremendous bear skull. Now, this bear skull, the state record at one point in 5 years ago when we took bucks, bears, and stags on, mm-hmm. was by Cody Jones.
I forget
her married name now. 600-some-pound bear. The skull measured, the way the skull is measured is the length plus the width, and it's done with calipers to the nearest 16th. Okay? So Cody Jones's was 21 10/16. Then at an event, a hunter taken bear was brought in that exceeded that. And that was Albert Langford, and his was 22 1/16. Lacey's bear, even though it wasn't taken by a hunter, is all time picked up a bear skull at 22 8/16 inches. That's approaching grizzly bear size.
Yeah, your article, what's it say? It's like if the teeth were there, it'd be top 25 in North America. That's very impressive.
No question. Top 25 bears in all of North America.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
The biggest one was, coincidentally, a found bear skull from the state of Utah.
Is that right?
That's the top bear.
Yeah.
So. Yes, indeed.
We can grow big bears. Big deer.
There's no question. Yep. There's no question.
We had a top 25 in the world buck there for a while. I think it's dropped out of the top 25 now. But
there's one in here that's pretty darn good. Medusa buck.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We're going to take a little break. I want to tell the folks about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, your tractor, any maker model. And Spurry's Tire has any tire for any machine. Your lawnmower, mention your garden tractor, your farm tractor, your wheelbarrows, tire repair, full service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Did I mention you didn't need an appointment to get tires? Just visit their website, spurriestire.com, for all the information. And that phone number, 410-822-7384, for Spurry's Tire Service. And we will be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right. We were with Brian Eiler and Jonathan Trudeau, Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife and Heritage Service, the guys that are at the pretty much the top of the food chain when it comes to white-tailed deer and black bears. And I promise we will get to deer hunting. Won't we, Brian?
We will.
Yes, we will.
We always do.
No question. No question. But, you know, I think people need to know about our bear management here in Maryland.
Agree.
And you know, Jonathan's a new guy, so...
Yep.
We'll break him in right. And, Jonathan, you're doing an excellent job, by the way.
I'm trying.
No, you're doing great. You're doing great. So,
thank you.
Yes, sir. Here's a question. Archery season is in during the bear season. And then at the end of the bear season this year, that last Saturday, kind of overlapped the Western Maryland turkey season.
Mm-hmm.
Any issues with anybody during those seasons? I know the deer hunters like to bait, but you're not allowed to have bait out during the bear season. Do you get any complaints? Anybody grumbling about it?
I didn't hear anyone grumbling, and to be honest with you, we actually had multiple bears come in that were shot with crossbows because guys kind of just said, hey, they've been out all week, didn't see anything, so they said, well, I'll take the bow and either I'll shoot a deer or bear or turkey, whatever it comes in. And no,
that sounds like Western Maryland. That was all week, right?
Yeah. So on that Saturday, a couple of guys came in with archery kill bears because they just said, "Hey, I'm going for whatever comes out."
Nothing wrong with that. No.
Nope.
Yeah, they definitely have to be careful with the baiting, as you mentioned.
You know,
I mean, they have to be. The policy that was enacted with the bear hunt, because it is, you know, so many people bait deer to throw the bear season into the middle of deer season. And, but the bear and the person has to be, the hunter has to be 150 yards, minimum of 150 yards away from any bait.
Right. So, and that is strictly enforced.
That is very strictly enforced.
I know NRP is there with their range finders and everything
They have a lot of boots on the ground that week.
They sure do. I mean, it seems like the whole force goes to Western Maryland.
Yeah.
You see multiple NRP vehicles.
Yeah.
And go to any of the restaurants at lunchtime, and there are multiple NRP officers.
Yeah. Just anecdotally, you know, Jonathan and I aren't the turkey guy. That's Bob Long.
Yeah.
But, you know, looking at the turkey harvest didn't change appreciably. You know, there was some thought, well, you know, if we have a bunch of hunters in the woods hunting bears, we may see the turkey harvest bump up. But I don't think Bob saw the turkey harvest bump up appreciably on that Saturday.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I didn't hear much conflict.
Likely not going to shoot a turkey with a 30-06.
Right. So,
maybe a crossbow. But doubtful, you know, a 300 mag or my old host up there, 375 Weatherby Magnum.
Yeah.
The man who's harvested more bears than anybody in Maryland, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah, nine.
Wow.
Yeah, or nine on his farm, six to him personally.
Yeah. Wow.
Unfortunately, Ed passed away. So, yes, indeed. Yeah. So you were going to say something there, Jonathan.
I don't remember.
Okay, then. Moving right along. So you're at the check station when the hunters come in. What kind of attitude do you find among Maryland hunters from A to Z?
Well, we'll start with A because that's usually the guys who are excited and happy to be bringing in a bear. You know, it's such an energy in the check station when you have someone that comes in. And this year we were really fortunate. We had a handful of youth hunters that brought in some bears, and one, he brought in a beautiful bear that, you know, was anyone would have been proud to have. And just seeing the excitement on those kids' faces, to me, that kind of was the highlight of the week for me. And then, you know, of course you have those hunters that come in, they didn't have the time to put in to scout beforehand. They come in asking all the questions about where to go, and then, you know, come back saying we didn't put them where the bear is. You know, that happens. It's tough. There's a lot of land out there to hunt. There's a lot of bears, but bears are smart. And like Brian alluded to earlier in the program, you know, it is very difficult to hunt bears in Maryland. You know, we don't allow baiting. You can't use hounds or anything like that. So you get some hunters that definitely get frustrated by that. But at the end of the day, I think everyone's still just excited to be out there and enjoying some time out in the woods.
The last sentence in the first paragraph of the article about My First Bear by Derek Steyer from down here in Queen Anne's County, he says, during my fourth year chasing black bears in Maryland is when it finally came together for me. I honestly lived to hunt, and the chance to hunt something new a couple of years ago that always interested me was very exciting. Last sentence. But I quickly learned bears are not an easy quarry.
Yeah.
And he was hunting on the ag damage permit with multiple bears on the property.
Right.
And he blanked after the first few days.
Yeah.
Didn't see a bear. Had to come back a week later, finally sealed the deal the second week. So.
Yeah. Yeah. For the listeners out there that may end up bear hunting that haven't, just understand that their nose is their number one defense mechanism. So you really, you know, you have to pay attention to the wind with deer. Bear are no different. I mean, you really have to pay attention to the wind. If you can do some scouting, you know, they're just like deer. I mean, if you can find acorns or some kind of natural berries or whatever, I mean, you know, and pay attention to that wind.
Yeah, the pokeberries are white.
Yeah, pokeberries normally are coming on during
that's number one source.
Yeah.
And this year we actually heard from quite a few hunters that they shot the bears over squirrel caches where they saw bears digging up where squirrels had been caching their acorns.
Huh. That's so interesting.
Little details like that can make a big difference in the hunt.
Yeah.
I told my landowner the other night in Queen Anne's County, I had three chickens come into the woods and about 152 squirrels. My head was on a swivel. You know, and it's nothing but squirrels. So,
little critters, but they can make a lot of noise.
Man, I'll tell you. My son-in-law hunts on our lease. He says, I'm no deer yet, but I'm surrounded by squirrels.
Yeah.
So they were very active. So, yes, the bane of the deer hunter is the gray squirrel.
Mr. Gray. Mm-hmm. Mr. Fox squirrel.
Yep. So definitely want to get out to Western Maryland one of these days and hunt fox squirrel. Yep. I shot one or two when I was a kid, and I'd love to have that representation in the trophy room. You know what I mean?
You could probably hunt them in Queen Anne's County, but it might not be a good idea.
The big gray and white ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's cat-sized squirrels down there. Yeah, perhaps, but I don't think so. So, anyway. So, what is the Z end of the spectrum?
Well, you know, like I said, we always have those folks that just aren't happy. They don't think that there's enough opportunity to get out there to harvest the bear, but you know, again, like Brian said, you know, you gotta get out there, try to do some scouting, and if you aren't able to do that, it's tough.
Yep.
And, you know, some people think that, you know, they hear about all these hunts, you know, you go out west on a bear hunt, they see lots of bear, they go up north, there's bears everywhere, but again, that's usually hunting over bait.
Yep.
Where you have multiple bears coming in, you know, you have them on camera. Here, it's just like deer hunting. You got to be in the right spot at the right time, and they are tough, tough animals to get.
No question.
They're super smart. You know, they're insanely intelligent. They know it's the small changes and details. You know, when I used to do black bear research, and I was watching a bear, and it walked through the middle of a field one day and flipped up a little piece of styrofoam that someone had dropped the day before. You know, they know it's little details like that, so they're just a hard animal to get, and some hunters get really frustrated by that.
That's illustrated the bear sense of smell to me one time, and I haven't forgotten it. How does a polar bear find a seal through the ice 50 miles away.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And they smell it. That's the only way they can find it, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's the amount of smell receptors in a bear is just unbelievable. And, yeah, their eyes aren't that great. Their ears aren't that great. But, boy, you cannot fool that nose no matter what.
No. So. One of the bigger complaints we get, though, is just how restrictive we are on the hunt. You know, that you know, it is lottery-based and it's limited. But, you know, and we always get, well, why don't you just open it up wide open over the counter like Pennsylvania does or like West Virginia does? Or like
we don't have that many bears.
We don't, and we only have them in four counties.
Right.
So we can't just do an we'd love to, but we can't do an over-the-counter tag and have the whole state converge on two counties, really. Most people go to Garrett or Allegheny.
Right. I got you.
We just have to be careful, you know. We don't want to over-harvest. We don't want to exploit this population.
I understand.
So,
perfect way to end this segment.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, do you have a beautiful fireplace in your house that you never use? Well, we used to. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room, and we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. They are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an EnviroBrand EX35 model gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Village did the installation, provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the firebox, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Village carries both Enviro and Regency brands. You should act now. You really should. Cold weather's here. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. Well, you'll be ready for the cold weather that's here now. Yes, indeed. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. At phone number 410-827-4500. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering at a therapy bag event, teaching a craft class, or simply helping veterans at a hospital means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, has created, manufactured, and distributed therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. As a national veteran service organization, Help Heal Veterans supports VA hospitals, patients at home, and our active military. Together, Help Heal Veterans and volunteers like you have delivered over 32 million therapy kits to injured and recovering veterans. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories
tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Line-X fleet services. Do what I did and have Line-X install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. I'm doing okay otherwise.
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather,
so. I got 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me in supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments, the benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have, give those who haven't. Oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic? Install a smoke alarm? Help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we're fighting against childhood cancer every day. At the heart of this battle are our donors.
Most of us want to make some type of difference in the lives of others. St. Jude does miraculous work.
The fact that no one has to pay, it's a place where everyone is treated as an equal.
Everybody is welcome here, and it doesn't matter your religion or what part of the world you're from. All that is taken away. It just gives you some hope.
It's just a nice feeling to put your energy into something that really does genuinely make a difference in a child's life.
There's just no greater gift. If we have the ability to help, then we have a responsibility to help.
Finding cures, saving children. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Find out how you can help at stjude.org.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
The Maryland state legislators are about to tax Marylanders even more with a 7 cents tax on gasoline beginning July 1st. If the state needs more money, tell your state representative to start to give out mobile betting licenses. There are over 50-plus licenses available to qualified businesses, with fees going straight to Annapolis, fees worth millions of dollars. Also, mobile betting is the future of sports betting and will bring in additional revenue in the form of state taxes for each bet placed. This has been a public service message from this station.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. Will you volunteer to help people like Richard, a U.S. Naval veteran who suffered severe PTSD after his service? He was left homeless for a period of time, and his oral and overall health are suffering. Because of congressional limitations, the VA can't provide the dental help he needs. Through our Will You See One Vet program, we focus on helping U.S. military veterans like Richard. Now we are seeking more general dentists and specialists to donate treatment to at least one veteran with special needs. When you volunteer with...
WCVM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County, Baltimore's listening.